AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This will be a burden on you. That's how Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, usually a Trump ally, is describing the president's decision to tax everything that comes into the U.S. from Mexico, 5%. The president says the tax will stay in place and increase until Mexico does more to stop illegal immigration.
Trump announced the decision by tweet after telling reporters earlier that he was planning a major statement that would be his biggest so far on the border. In his tweet, the president said the 5% tariff will go into effect on June 10th. Trump tweeted that the tariff will gradually increase until the illegal immigration problem is remedied, at which time the tariffs will be removed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump is talking about impeachment.
To me, it's a dirty word, the word impeach. It's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
But more than two dozen House Democrats now want to begin an impeachment inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is holding them off for now, telling Jimmy Kimmel last night the president knows being impeached wouldn't be a good thing, but
he believes that he would be exonerated by the United States Senate.
I see.
And there is a school of thought that says if the Senate acquits you, why bring charges against him in the private sector when he's no longer president? So when we go out there with our case, it's got to be ironclad.
Nancy Pelosi talking to Jimmy Kimmel last night. An area northwest of Little Rock, Arkansas, has been evacuated because a levee breached during record flooding. They've issued a flash flood warning for the area around Dardanelle, and they're warning residents to be ready for fast rising water. An expert working for the UN says WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who's in prison in England, shows symptoms of psychological torture. This is AP Radio News. There's a winner in the annual Scripps National Spelling Bee. Actually, there are eight winners.
Usually at the end of the National Spelling Bee, the winner is seen holding the trophy over his or her head. This year, the money shot was of all eight winners with their hands on the big prize. Bee officials determined that they just might run out of words before the final field of eight could be whittled down to a champion, so they decided that all eight would become co-champions if they were to finish three more rounds. The co-winners closed out the bee by spelling 47 straight words without a miss. They will not have to split the spoils. Each gets a winner's share of $50,000 and a trophy to call their very own. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
California regulators will allow utilities to cut off electricity to consumers to avoid catastrophic wildfires, like the one sparked by power lines last year that killed 85 people and pretty much destroyed the city of Paradise. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.